Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy Sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I take my own damn steps to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speed through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, April the 11th. Wednesday, April the 11th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have part two of the show that we started yesterday that's breaking down the seven B's of business. Before you can even have the intention of going into business, you must over and understand that business is run by systems. And systems are run by people. Once we can wrap our brain around that ideal, then we must understand that people need purpose. Purpose is before people, but purpose is for people. So you need purpose for people, and you need people so that way you can fulfill your purpose. And as we talked about on yesterday's show, we talked about breaking down the seven B's that are part of or that come from the seven P's. And on yesterday's show, we didn't mention the 12 statements But I mentioned that really briefly as we talk about the seven P's. All of this is inside of my book, How to Start Your Own Purpose-Based Business. And in that book, I break down that everybody is a person, or what we call people, or an individual. All of these are Luciferian terms for saints, for a royal priest. So you are a royal priest. As a royal priest, you have a divine mandate. This is your divine design. Your divine design is your purpose. Your purpose gives you a principle or principles. These principles allow you to establish this process, this system. This system, this process is based upon or gives you some procedures. These procedures will develop a product. This product will guaranteely or will give you a profit because it's purpose-based. This purpose-based profit gives you prosperity or what we call peace. Those are the seven P's. Now, those seven P's are given to you so that way you can establish the seven B's. And as we talked about on yesterday's show, the seven B's are branding, believing, benefiting, buying, bonding, building, and boasting. Those seven B's again are branding, believing, benefiting, buying, bonding, building, and boasting. We talked about branding, believing, and benefiting yesterday, and we introduced buying. So nobody's going to buy shiznits from you unless you have first established the first three B's. Now, this is really important because customer acquisition, marketing, and advertising is done here. Let me say that again. The reason that I don't have a marketing or an advertising budget, the reason that I don't spend thousands of dollars on advertising is I understand the law of converting. So I want to convert tire kickers. You know, when you go to the car lot and they call those people that don't buy cars, they call them tire kickers. They just go around and kick tires. They're not really interested in buying a car. They just want to look. I remember when I was in the health and fitness industry and I was the number one salesman in that industry, what made me effective wasn't the fact that I was a good salesman. The reason that I was a good salesman, because I did these seven B's. Number one, I branded myself. Number two, I believed in myself. Number three, I understand the benefits of myself and how I could benefit other people. That took care of number four, buying. Number four of the seven B's that we talked about on yesterday's show, from branding, believing, and benefiting, you brand yourself by understanding yourself. There is no brand. A brand is a mark. You put a mark on yourself that you identify the mark that was placed on you by God. That is inside of a kukka or a circle or the life optimization circle that match up with the 12 cranial nerves that match up again with the 12 characteristics or attributes that's on side or on your circle or your Dear Kinnear report. And those 12 numbers or attributes line up and that establishes your brand. So your brand is your mark. Your brand is your ownership. Now, remember when you brand something back in the old days, they would brand cattle. I don't know, they still may do that today. But they branded a cow to keep it from getting mixed up with the other cows. Let me say that again. They would brand a cow to separate, to identify it from other cows. Does your brand separate and identify you from other businesses? If it doesn't, you do not have a brand. Your brand is unique. Your brand is your niche. So your brand separates you. If you are inclusive, if I open up a church and I didn't brand it, it would be no different from any other church. Why would somebody go to my church when they can just go to any church? Why would I drive 10 miles out of the way, 20 miles to go to a specific church, to go to a specific business? Why would somebody come to my, I'm getting ready to do seminars. So if I'm doing a seminar and if I don't brand that seminar, why would someone come to the seminar? So the seminars that I'm going to be doing are going to be on the life optimization circle. I'm going to take everybody that comes in. I'm going to give them a blank sheet of paper that has a circle on it. By the end of that two-hour lecture, hour and a half lecture, they will walk away knowing their exact niche. Now, is there any other seminars that anybody else is doing that? So when I advertise on my flyer, what do you think I'm going to put on my flyer? I'm going to put that exact thing on my flyer. I'm going to put a circle on there. I'm going to show the 12 numbers on there that represents the 12 numbers on the clock, that represents the 12 disciples, that represents the 12 zodiac signs, that represents the 12, the law of 12. I'm going to put the law of 12. I'm going to tell them if they don't know the law of 12, they don't know themselves. And so when I brand my life optimization seminar, I'm not going to talk about the seminar. I'm going to talk about the benefits of the seminar. And that's going to be, and I believe, and I know those benefits because I know my brand. And I know my brand because I got clarity. That clarity gave me something called confidence. That confidence gave me something called certainty. That certainty gave me something called competence. So I'm very competent that I can get people to buy because I'm doing it right now. So earlier today, I did a show on the Master Teacher 33 book club. Hopefully everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice will join that book club. The cost of the book club is only $25. So maybe you can't join my $5,000 system. Maybe you can't join my $2,500 system. Maybe you can't join my $1,000 system. Maybe you can't be a part of Club 167. Maybe you can't be a part of my Wealth Creation Mastermind group. Maybe you can't be part of my Theocentric Nutrition Club. Maybe you can't be a part of the Christ Metaphysics or the Christos. I got to get away from using that word Christ, or the Christos Metaphysical Assembly. But you can be a part of the Master Teacher 33 Book Club. So I got 21 ways of bringing in income. How many ways do you have off of one product? I got one product. That's my books. And I'm marketing them in 21 different ways. So if you're part of the Life Optimization system, every time I do a show that is introducing a new stream of income, you should be writing that down and putting that on your wheel. Because why? You should be doing the same thing. So if I'm doing a book club, you should do one. If I'm doing seminars, you should put that. You got to do it now. You set the intent now. You know how long I've been having this intent in my spirit before it manifests in my hands? Most people don't set the intent because they cannot assume a virtue if they do not have the virtue. Your job is to assume an attribute even if you don't have the attribute. That's called faith. People buy what you believe. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Let me come back on stage. People will only buy what you sold to yourself. If you don't buy your own shizness, why the hell should I? If you don't believe in what you have branded, you have violated step two. So why would I do step three? Because there's no benefit. It ain't benefiting you. Can you prove to me what you branded works? I can prove to you that my 30 steps in 30 days works. That's another stream of income. I can prove to you that how to write a book in 30 days works. That's another stream of income. I can prove to you how to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. That's another stream of income. I've branded that. I can prove to you how to the watermelon detox works. I can prove to you that you should eat for your blood type and not for your tongue type. That's another stream of income. Branding is believing. Believing is branding. If you brand it right, then you're going to believe it. You can only achieve what you believe. Not me, you. Wealth has nothing to do with there's no such thing as poverty. It's a condition of the mind. It's a faulty condition, but unfortunately, it's real for most folk. It used to be real for me. Not no more. I don't have money. I am money. I'm a walking, talking, breathing ATM machine. That's why I did a show today for the Master Teacher 33 Book Club. so that way I can print some money on demand. What did you create today to print money on demand? I have an entire course. I have an entire franchise opportunity that I have that I put out. It's on my website. I don't even hardly talk about it. For 10 G's, 15 G's, 20 G's, the highest I think was up 25. So for $25,000, I will give you a fully functional business. All you got to do is unlock the door. I'll build a website. I'll write all the books. I'll furnish all the products. All you do is just, I'm going to give you the car. You just get in there and drive. Totally functional. I'm getting ready to go as I go around to these cities and do these seminars. I'm looking for city facilitators that live in that city to facilitate. So all I got to do is come around once a month and make sure that everything is running good. I will provide you a lesson plan. I'm going to provide you the facilitator's guide. I'm going to provide you with the books. I'm going to provide you with the videos. I'm going to provide you with the audios. You just provide the venue. I will do the marketing. People show up. You put the video, hit click. You let the video play. You just sit in the back of the room. At the end of the video, I will come in and do a conference call to answer any questions. If you feel secure in your being where you can answer questions, you can answer. Everybody would already have the book. The video would go over what's in the book. It's just like they do every Wednesday when you go to church, or just like they do when you go to school and you sit down in the lecture and the professor comes up and he says, everybody turn to page 33 of the book. He explains what's to get ready to go, and then he gives you homework and you go home. I'm going to be doing the same thing all over the country. But instead of me doing it, I'm going to have facilitators, city facilitators, to oversee that particular city. And then I just go on to the next city. That's another stream of income. You should be thinking about now doing the same thing. That's branding. Branding is just believing who God says you are. Once you get those two down, then you see the benefit of being you. See, you have to be you first before anybody else. You have to sell whatever you're selling to yourself before I'm going to buy it. I ain't going to buy nothing that you have sold to yourself. So if you're creating something, it's great and it's awesome. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But if you're not modeling it, if you have not modeled it in the past. Now, my weight goes up and down. Somebody could see me. I've weighed as much as 275. I've dropped down to 175. So depending on what stage I'm in, I'm seasonal, just like everything else. I'm cyclical. If you catch me in the winter, I have more weight. I carry more weight. But if you catch me in the summer, in season, then I'm slimmed down. I'm more ripped. But that doesn't mean if you catch me in the winter that I don't know how to live when it's summer. I got systems, because systems, my brothers, systems, my sisters, run business. And people run the systems. And that's where you're going. People buy benefits. They don't buy features. Let me say that again. People only buy benefits. What is the benefit of me knowing you? If you cannot rattle off at least 10 to 12 benefits, then there's no reason for me and you to hang out. What is the benefit? How can you benefit me? That's the way you should think. So that way when you meet somebody, it is beneficial for them, not you. See, you are only desperate. Why doesn't outside things affect me? Why, when people come in and out of my life, does it not affect me? Why am I not influenced by the dominant culture? Why is what Donald Trump doing and what's going on in Syria, why does it not affect me? Am I concerned? Would I like it to be better? Absolutely. But right now, what can I do for the people in Syria? Okay, since I don't have the funds, I don't have the guns, I don't have an army, I don't have anything, why would I stress myself out? Why would I apply brain cells and thought cells to that situation? Now, I can be with them in spirit. I can send prayer. I can ask the Father to send his ministering angels over there to protect his people, and I do that. But as far as me stopping being who I am being by allowing that outside event to affect me, then I am reactive. As Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that video that's floating around about all of the founders and the CEOs, right now, Mark Zuckerberg is in Congress. He's testifying in front of Congress right now. Why is Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, testifying in front of Congress about how he's going to safeguard the integrity of the personal algorithm that is you? So you have a personal algorithm or algorithm that is you. And hang on a second. I have to stop that. Hang on just 1 second, folks. Let me stop that banging there. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. So everybody has a personal algorithm. That is a computer or a digital self. So supposedly your digital self was stolen by somebody. And if anybody that has your digital self, they can manipulate the true self. Anyone that has the digital self can control the true self, because the digital self is how I should market to you to get you to buy or to get you to react. Buying is reacting. People only react to things that benefit them or things that they're afraid of. Now, we're talking about the positive aspect. So I am going to react to something that benefits me. If you come up to me and you say, Brother Will, if you do this, you get $100,000. I'm going to react. Now, I still may not buy, but I'm going to say, okay, go ahead. What you got? I'm listening. Buying is the result of number three. So the seven B's, number one, branding. Number two, you got to believe what you brand. Notice I didn't say the other party got to believe it. So if you're a Christian, why are you trying to convert somebody? Your being, your branding should convert me. If you got to open your mouth, you're not being. You don't have no brand. If you got to talk to me to convince, if you got to market, if you got to do what Facebook does, if you got to have an algorithm, if you got to have a clever, slick advertising. So I go to Google and I'm talking to my wife about cruises. And then all of a sudden I click on Google and I put it in the letter A and cruises pop up. How in the beep? And all I see on the side is information about cruises. I did not tell nobody. All I did was having a private conversation with my wife. How does Facebook know, or how does Google know that I'm talking about that? We're talking about cruises. Because your cell phone has a microphone, your computer does. They listening to you. That's why Mark Zuckerberg is at Congress right now, testifying as how he's going to take the information that he's gotten from you, whether you gave it to him or not. He got it. The question is, that is marketing. I don't have to do that. Why? I have a brand. I don't want you to do no marketing. I want you to have a brand. I don't want you to come up with no clever, slick, smooth technique to try to con, to try to twist, or to try to manipulate, or try to convince me to buy your product, your service, or your information. That's not what I do. That's not what I'm about. That's not what I promote. I'm not going to come over here and try to tell you, man. I want you to watch me and see what I'm doing. Listen to my shows and be like, damn, okay, that sounds good. Let me check it out. My brand is believable because I believe my own shizness. And my own shizness is benefiting me. I got the money to prove it. I got the health to prove it. I got the wisdom to prove it. I got the relationship to prove it. Now, everything I teach, I've already done. Past tense. My cash is in my past. So I used to have a job. Nothing wrong with jobs. But I didn't like mine. So I tried to find a job doing what I'm doing right now. No university will let me go to their college, or no high school will let me teach what I'm teaching right now, which is how to replace error with truth. They said that we don't want your version of the truth. No church will let me go and preach in their church because they don't, you know, again, my definitions may be different. Now, so what does that mean? That means that if you can't find a system, you create your own. So I have my own system. That's branding. Branding is just understanding who you are, whose you are. Once you can wrap your brain, everything starts with the number one B. That's why I'm taking some time to go back over it. Branding. Everything else just is icing on the cake. Nothing matters more than your brand. Nothing matters more than your brand. Nothing matters more than your brand. Your brand is not something that you do or something that you learn. Your brand is something that you be or something that is innate. So I didn't know. I thought I had to go when I was selling like liquid vitamins and I was selling, you know, water softeners and water systems. When I was selling smoke detectors, when I was selling windmills, man, I bet, like I told you guys, I went to 23 different when I was a photographer. Those were all things that I learned. It wasn't things that was innate. So if you're part of the life management system, don't come to me with something that you learned. Come to me with something that you earned. Who are you? Who are you? That's the only thing you can brand. Now, you can brand the other stuff, but if you do, you need an algorithm. You need a computer. You need technology to assist you with sharing your spirituality. I don't need technology. I just have my theology, I have my psychology, and I have my biology. I use biology, I use psychology, and I use theology to establish my brand. And my brand is believable. Now, does the other stuff work? Yes, it does. As I talked about before, one of the systems that I almost joined was one of the guys that I respect in the game who's like a multi-millionaire. What has he got that he's selling? An algorithm. What is that? He's one of the guys that used to work at Facebook. Now he's got his own thing. What did he took with him? That Facebook algorithm. What is it? They are collecting everything that you post, every keystroke on your computer, every email that you send. Everywhere your cell phone goes, it pings off a tower to let them know where you go. If you go to Starbucks every day, they're going to send you coffee advertisements. They're going to send you coffee clothes. They're going to send you coffee books. They're going to send you coffee furniture. They're going to send you a dog dressed in coffee. They're going to market to you based upon your algorithm, based upon your behaviors. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No. But you just need to understand that's not my system. My system is not based upon an algorithm. There's nothing wrong with it. My system is based upon a brand. It's based upon a mark. It's based upon a destiny. It's based upon a diakonia. It's based upon a God-given design, not something that you learn in school, something that you was born with. Once you believe that, that's number two. First, you got to find that. That's why you join the life management system, so I can show you exactly how you have been branded by God, not me. This ain't my system. This is God's system. This is the universe. The universe chose to use math, music, and language to express itself. I didn't say that the universe was math, music, and language. I said saying that the universe has chosen to use math, music, and language exactly like the Bible says. God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching to save. So if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for me. That's branding. Then you got to believe that design. Then what are the benefits of your design? So what are the benefits of my design? The benefits of my design is I have something called a diakonia report. Nobody else has mine. A lot of people have something close to mine, but nobody can tell you your spiritual gifts. Nobody can draw the life optimization circle and put it in reverse. And a lot of people can take the attributes and characteristics that they find off of Facebook, off of a website, but they cannot explain your numbers to you the way that I can. Nobody, again, will break down your blood type or the cell salts. Nobody will be able to do or explain the way I can, because there's nobody like me. I'm the only one. Just like there's nobody like you. So I know the benefits. So I don't talk about the features of my program. A feature is a design. A benefit, a feature is like the covering. A feature is like the outside of a vehicle. A feature is like talking about the color of the car. A feature is talking about the number of doors on the car. A feature just talks about the features of the car. It doesn't talk about how the features benefit you. How does having four doors benefit you? A feature is the obvious. A benefit is the unconscious, is the stuff that's not obvious. A benefit is how the feature can put money in your pocket, can save you time, can save you energy, make you have a better relationship. That's a benefit, number three. That's why people do number four, buy. People only buy benefits. If right now I did a show for the Master Teacher 33 book club, that's $25 a month. That's a feature. If I just talk about that, nobody's going to join. I have to talk about, if you join my book club, how is it going to benefit you? Well, one of the books in the book club is Being God. So I'm going to explain to you how going through this book is going to benefit you. It will make you be, that means exist. God means love. And it's going to help you maintain a mental disposition of love. So I have to explain to everybody listening the reason that you should join the Master Teacher 33 book club is so that you can understand how to maintain a mental disposition of love when you go on Facebook and your ex is blasting you. And you want to drop some choice words. In fact, you want to drive over to her house. And she got a new boo-boo. And you want to remove his throat or take his head off his body too, just because he's just there. So this book will keep you from doing that. That's a benefit. I'm trying to help you stay out of jail. So if I can't articulate the benefits of the book club is the feature. The benefit is how it keeps you out of jail. Along with all of the other books that we're going to be going through inside of the book club. So if you got a coffee shop, if you got a book, if you got a cleaning service, if you got a dry cleaners, if you got a photography studio, if you got a hair salon, if you got a spa, that's the feature. What are the benefits? Why should I come to your spa? That's what people, number four, buy. People only buy benefits. They do not buy features. So anytime you talk to somebody and you get this, no. I was the number one salesman when I was in sales. I happened to work in the industry that I believed in, and I happened to be able to brand health and fitness. So when I was a general manager, I started off as a sales manager. I had six salesmen under me, and we had a challenge every month that if any of my salesmen could outsell me, then they would get a bonus above their sales. And the whole time I was over the sales department. Now, remember, I started off just a regular dude working at the front desk. Then I went over the group fitness. Then next thing you know, I was over the sales department and the group fitness. Then I was over the supplements. Then next thing you know, I was general manager running the entire facility. Why? Benefits. Without me, the club did not benefit. I did not become the general manager because I look good, although I think I look good. I did not become the general manager because I was muscle bound, although I was in shape back then. I did not become the general manager because I was black or white. I became the general manager because the owner, his name was Dr. Sanders, every time he came in there, I remember how the sales volume went up when I was there and the sales volume went down when I wasn't. Dr. Sanders knew, it benefits me to keep this dude here. So I was making $5,000 a week, company car, paid apartment. Life was good. Why? Benefits. People pay for benefits. That's number four. People will buy your benefit if you believe what you're selling or servicing, because we're doing branding. So those are the first four: branding, believing, benefiting. For buying. Buying is the result of benefiting. Benefiting is the result of believing. Believing is a result of branding. Then that takes us to number five, bonding. Bonding does not happen unless there's buying. Buying doesn't happen, there's benefiting. Benefiting doesn't happen unless there's believing. Believing doesn't happen unless there's branding. Do you guys see why important branding is? You cannot even begin to think about doing anything on your own if it's branded incorrectly. Branding is everything. Nothing in business matters except branding. Now, your branding should be encompassed in 12 statements. Everybody should have this. If you have a thought, This should be, as I talked about in a Clarinomics program, this is your business blueprint. You should have 12 statements. You should be able to come to me and say, Brother Will, Doc, this is my foundational statement. Number one, that you should tell me what are your foundational principles? What are the guidelines? What is the process? What's the policies? What's the procedures? What's the principles? Foundational principles. They should be very, very broad. Because why? That's the structure that supports the entire company. Do you got a foundational statement? Number two, do you got a value statement? Number three, do you have a marketing statement? Number four, do you have an operating statement? The operating statement is huge. See, your brain is operating. What is the mental state that your brain is in? Your operating statement is the mental state of your business every day. Every day, what is the mental state of your business? That operating statement is one of the most profound statements, because remember, once you put it on paper, the world that we live in is based upon pen and paper. As y'all know, penis and punani. Pixels. The operating state is how you operate daily. How do you conduct your business? Next is the responsibility statement. After that is the action statement. Then the objective statement. Then the goal or goals statement. Then the vision statement. Then the purpose statement. Then the mission statement. Then the dream statement. Those are the 12 cranial nerves, or the 12 statements that match up identical to the 12 characteristics that are inside of your life management circle. So you don't have to dream up these statements. I gave them to you already. You just need to write them down. They're in your life optimization chart. The 12 numbers, because remember, you have three numbers for each quadrant. That makes up the 12 statements that's in your business. Your business is not something that you make up. Your business is something that you find, that you uncover, that you discover. Your business is your dear Kinnear. Your business is hard if you go to the traditional like I did it. 23 freaking times. Oh, man. I cannot put it into the English language. Y'all have no idea. I cannot express. I don't have to bring my kids over there and let them tell the story. How frustrated it was to take your rent money, car note, insurance, food money, and invest it into a program, because a guy came through with an algorithm and he tapped into your touch tone. I remember Bill Gould. I tell this story all the time, because this dude came in. You know what his marketing plan was? I went to a seminar. You know what he said was? He said Jesus Christ had 12 disciples. How did he know? He used religion to sell his business. Bill Gould was not a fool. He took my $5,000 and everybody else that was there. Because you know who was all there? Church people. He knew his audience. He marketed his product using all of the touch tones to touch the heart, to get us to have an emotional reaction. Emotions will get you killed. That's why I don't do them. He tapped into my emotions. What do you think Facebook is doing? What do you think every female you meet? Now, they don't know it, but the universe, they've been trained that way. Your job is to understand the system, not change it, and use the system to your benefit. Emotions, brother. Emotions, sister. So I took all my money. We was homeless. They put our shit on the street. And my kids was looking at me like, Dad, what are we going to do? What are we going to eat? I pray to God you're never in that situation. I pray to God that you're never in that situation. That's why I teach with dunamis power. That's why I teach with righteous indignation. See, I've already been where most people think that they've been. Now, dog, you ain't hit rock bottom yet. When they put all your shit on the street and it's raining and you got three children looking at you and you don't have no car, you know nowhere, you're in a strange city, you don't know nobody, okay, then call me. We can talk. And I did that more than once. See, I don't know if there's a bigger fool than me. People think I talk down to you. You think I'm belittling you. See, you not even have, not you personally, but people that you know, haven't been through half the shizness that I've been through. I've failed more than most people even thought about trying. And I got people who think they know more than me. Not you, but other people. Bonding is the result of buying. Bonding only happens when two people come together spiritually. Then they can come together psychologically, soul. Then they can come together materially, body. Bonding happens on three levels. Let me make sure you understand. If you can wrap your brain around this, you have a customer for life. Most of my customers, they mad at you. You know, I say stuff, y'all know. I piss my own self off sometimes. But my intention. I only get back my intention. Because, see, I operate on a higher level than sowing and reaping. That's a lower level law. Karma, lower level law. Another study for another time. But I, remember, the big G is one. Benevolent. I operate on that law. Every day I got one intent. I am one. That's why you need to read the book, Being God. Because until you get that, you're going to react to shiznits. You will be, you're going to be reactive instead of proactive. So Donald Trump can say something to you to get you out of character. Or somebody else will get you to join their fight. You ain't got nothing to do. You don't know nothing about no damn abortion. You're a dude. You know, you can't even have kids. And you out there freaking picketing at Planned Parenthood, fulfilling somebody else's dream. Now, ain't nothing wrong with it. Just know what you're doing. You won't find me out there picketing in front of no damn Parenthood or nobody else's. I'm a man. I'm not a female. I'm not going to tell a woman what to do with her body. And if I felt like it, I don't have the right. I'm not a woman. That's between the woman and God. But that's another study for another time. So I cannot bond because I'm not a female. So if a woman comes to me and she talks about her monthly cycle, you think I'm going to have a product, service, or information that deals with a woman's monthly cycle and I'm not a woman? Now, I can talk about it. I can point you in the direction of another female like they got a product, but you will not find me selling nothing to do with no female because I can't bond with the woman because I'm not a woman. I can sympathize and I can empathize, but I cannot talk to you with real life experience because I've never had a cycle. But I know Negroes, they do. No disrespect. Bonding, my brothers. Bonding, my sisters. The fifth P for you to have a theocentric business, a real one, that will last the eternity. You can print money on demand if you brand it right. Because if you brand it, you already know. See, branding is experience. See, you cannot do anything, at least better with me, with real G's that you have not experienced. Go to the hood and try to sell something and do. Try to bluff your way through. Go to the hood and try to bluff. Watch what happens. Go to prison and try to act hard if you ain't. Watch what happens. That's branding. Branding is being authentic. Branding is just being real. You got to keep it real. That's all I do. I keep it real. If I don't like you, I mean, I tell you, but you're going to pick up the vibe. Well, I don't have to waste words on you, dog. You already know. That's branding. And then branding means I'm so authentic that I know. I use the word believe because it starts with a B. It really should be know. Believing means knowing. Knowing gives clarity. Clarity of what? The benefits. I know exactly what makes me work. Why? I speak with dunamis power and nobody else does. Not nobody else, but a lot of other people don't. A lot of other people have an algorithm. They tap into your emotions. They get you to emotionally respond. I'm not interested in your emotions. They're great. I like you, appreciate you, boo-boo, but I'm not an emotional guy. I tap into your design, your spirit, because the Bible tells me, know no man by the flesh, emotions. Know every man by the spirit, the ruling dispositions. So what's your design, brother? What's your design? What is your ruling disposition that was given to you by God? Oh, you don't know that. Dust the problem. So you cannot go into business. You cannot do anything unless you understand your design. Because then you can shine. Once you understand your design, bam, then you can shine. branding, then I know. Since I know, I got clarity. Since I got clarity, I got confidence, boo-boo. Since I got confidence, I got certainty. I know. And that certainty, that makes me competent. Now that I'm competent, when I talk, people are like, man, I don't know why I've been at duty. You know, yeah, I think he knows what he's talking about. What that fool selling? And then I talk about the benefits. And then they buy. And then now that they buy from me, buying means supporting. Buying is the same as like I'm enrolling you. Buying means now I can welcome you into the inner sanctum because you've done something that very few people can do. I got members of my $5,000 club who went in their pocket, not one, not two, not three, not four, but $5,000. And then they paid it in cash, they got a discount, but it's still the same. 4, 5, 8, about the same. Do you know what it takes for a man, especially a black man, to give somebody $5,000? Now, for some people, $5,000 ain't no money. $5,000, that's at least scratching the surface for me. So for you to trust me, for you to say, Brother Will, I believe in you and your program, dog. I'm going to go in my pocket. And it took me 5 months. It took me a week. It took me an hour. However long it took you to make that $5,000, for you to entrust me with $5,000 of your hard-earned money, oh, bro, we bonded for life. Now, you will leave me, but I will never leave you. Why? I am one with the Yahushua. And Yahushua is omnibenevolent. He only sends out good. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you know, I've had a bunch of clients. I've never banned. I know a lot of people who have. Now you left me quite a few times. Came back, left, came back, left, came back. Every time you left, what happens when you come back? I just said, hey, what's up, dog? How's it going? Where you been? What's been going on? Everybody that knows me knows that that's exactly how I roll. Do we have beef? Absolutely. Every family has ups and downs. I know. See, I've been doing this. I've been doing this longer than they be on the planet. I got a couple of young whippersnappers, which I highly recommended that they didn't join. One cat is 18 years old. I said, dude, I don't know if this, he's still rolling, he's still kicking, he's struggling, but he's still in the program. I mean, one cat joined, he was 18, and I told him, I refuse to take his money. I remember talking to my wife, we was on vacation in Florida, and she said, babe, if he really wants to join, I said, no, I told him to go talk to your mother and your father. I made him wait 30 days, nah, not 30 days, I think it was like 2 weeks, and I said, are you sure? Yes, sir, I talked over my mother and my daddy, and I'm ready. Are you sure? Yes, sir. He joined. 30 days later, his dad emails me, you took advantage of my son. I need you to send his money back. I say, what the hell are you smoking? Do I got stupid written on my forehead? I almost cursed him out. I wanted to drive to his house. But I thought about the J Money. And I said, that's probably not the J Money way. So I didn't do that. But I didn't give him his money back. I just sent him all the letters he signed, and I reminded him of all the conversations that we had, and I told him about the two-week period that I told him, and I tried not to take his money because I knew he probably, but I thought, man, I could be, because I had a few 18-year-olds that were ready to bond. That was on that frequency. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt, but he wasn't ready to bond. Bonding, brothers and sisters, takes us to number six, which is building. Now, this is where I'm at, man. I'm praying to God, the big one, not the little one, that I can get some men. No disrespect to women, but men, especially. I need women, too, but especially men. Man, I'm trying to build something here, folks. I don't know. No, I'm tired of playing church. I've played church a long time, and I like, you know, playing church. It's awesome. It's a great thing to do. However, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I'm going to leave a good man because I am a good man. And my intent is to build. Let me rephrase that. I have men and women who understand the power of this system of life management. Manage your own life and stop trying to manage other people's. I am drawing to myself as we speak men and women who want to build. In order for you to build with me, you have to have a brand that you believe that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself, that I and other people can buy, so that we can bond together in one to build the kingdom of God. I'm looking. If you're one of those people, you need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, if we're not already in one of those places. Pretty much everybody that's listening to this call is a part of my life management system. But I'm talking to the folks that will be listening to this a month and a year from now on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, one of these other algorithms or these information or this social media platform. Social media is great, but they're using it for evil. Not they, but certain people, we'll put it that way. Building. Now, what does that mean? I'm sitting up here telling you that you cannot, you know, you cannot be employed by somebody else. You must be deployed by the Ruach and the Numa. Well, I have a book that explains this process, thankfully, that was written many, many moons ago. This book is called How to Become an Independent Creative Contractor. In this book, I break down what the Big G gave me way before. I remember when I put all of this stuff pen and paper, I was homeless, living out of a closet for my first marriage. After I had went through that, I don't know what stage that was. I didn't shower, didn't shave, didn't eat for like about, 2 weeks. About 30 days. Actually, it was a little longer than that, but, you know, I don't want to tell you how really long it is because you would think I'm a little cuckoo. But I went through that stage, and then I got all these books about money. Craziest things since sliced bread. But see, that's how God works. Because, see, your valley is his mountain. And I got this, and I wrote it down, and I wrote down the fact that I wanted co-leaders, co-owners. So in order for us to all be equal, we all are 1099, what the IRS called 1099, or contractors, or independent contractors, meaning you're not an employee. You are a business owner. So everything you do is tax deductible, tax, you know, it's, you can write off on your taxes. You can establish however you want to establish it. But as an independent contractor, you are governed by certain bylaws or by a different contract or charter. So an independent contractor performs all the services that has been established by a company, but it's not limited or controlled by the standards and the procedures of the company. Now, I break all this down inside of the book that explains what a independent creative contractor is. And I had this when me and my wife had my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center called Inspirational Grounds. So every time a client came in and they had a book, every book on our shelf, this individual, people would go through this contract. We had art on our wall that wasn't ours. We have everything in our coffee shop wasn't ours. It was contracted in. I don't know if you can understand that statement. I've never seen that done. I'm going to get ready to do it again. What does that mean? That means that we had other people pay for our shiznits. Now, that dog hunts right there. I highly recommend that you set your system up on the same way. That's the reason I put it in a book. Because books will outlast me. So when I'm long gone, my sons and daughters will be able to continue what I've established. That's building, brothers. That's building, sisters. Building is the result of bonding. I only build with people who I bond. And I only bond with people who buy. And people who buy only buy because there's a benefit. And they buy the benefit because they believed. And they believe because I got a brand. And I got a brand because I got a design. And I got a design because I'm a son of the big G. Because that's what the Bible said. The Bible said, "Do you not know that you are sons? You are joint heir." So as a son and as a joint heir of the Father, I have the same attributes as the Father. Meaning, if we are joint heirs, that means we stand alongside. We don't stand before or we don't stand behind. We are joint heirs. That means the same thing that Yahushua gets and got, we got. Which allows me to do the last B, boast. Now, my boasting is not in myself. My boasting is in my design. My boasting is in Christ. My boasting is not about what I've accomplished. My boasting is about what I've been given. My boasting is about that I am omnibenevolent. My boasting is about I can build. My boasting is about I have bonded. My boasting is about is that I have brought into the system that the big G has established, which is he's omnibenevolent. I didn't buy into none of this duality. I didn't buy into polarity. I didn't buy into none of the humanic laws. I didn't buy into the laws of sowing and reaping. Now I did when I was a lower vibrational being. Now I'm a single standing column of waveform energy that doesn't vibrate. It's just, it just beams. It's still. If it's still, it is real. If it vibrates, it's an illusion. Now, that's another study for another time because everything on the universe vibrates. Thus, everything on the universe is an illusion, as I've been saying for 25 years. Now, I know that's tough right now, but, you know, it's okay. We got to start somewhere. So right now, we participate in the vibratory rate. We overstand vibration. We talk about vibration. We do wave genetics. We talk about all of this vibratory shizness. I got a book called Toroidal Energy, Scalar Energy, that breaks down vibratory rate. But then I got another book that talks about some other shizness that has to do with the etheric realm. Well, there is no vibratory rate because the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. And in that realm, my brothers, in that realm, my sisters, that's where the seven B's exist. This boasting comes from building, that comes from bonding, that comes from buying, that comes from benefiting, that comes from believing and knowing, that comes from branding. But branding what? A product? No. A service? No. Information? No. It comes from branding purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. The Bible says it this way, where purpose is not known, people cast off restraint, meaning they do not have the ability to exercise self-control. I know a plethora of people who don't have self-control. Yours truly was one of them for 50 plus. So if you've been running buck wild for more than 50 years, masterteacher30.com@gmail.com. If you've been running buck wild for more than 50 years, holla at your boy. I ain't met nobody yet. They say they out there. I just ain't met them. So when I talk, my disdain is not towards you, brothers. My disdain is not towards you, sisters. My disdain is at myself. That it took me 50 years to get to this place. Now, I'm glad I'm here, but I got righteous indignation. Now, remember, if you listened to the show yesterday, you know that righteous indignation is a good thing. It means that you got anger, but you ain't got no guilt. You got anger because of an injustice that was done. I got anger because of... So, I got righteous indignation. I don't plan on losing it no time soon. Because every time a demon or a devil or a disposition shows up, my righteous indignation kicks in. They don't want no part of that. Why? Righteous means right standing. Indignation means a nation. That means a group. That means all my cells in my body are indignant. Now, another study for another time. It means I've identified that I'm a nation that is standing in the right place. That's what righteous indignation means, contrary to popular belief. Let me say that again. righteous indignation. It is a nation that has identified by digging in that it is finally, after 50 years, standing in the right place. So when somebody comes along and tells me, yo, dog, you standing in the wrong place, homie. You got the wrong product. You got the wrong service. You got the wrong information. You got the wrong this. You got the wrong that. I just say, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, I'm not saying that I am God. I'm just saying that I know God. I don't believe in God. That's a big difference. See, I don't have money. I am money. Big difference in dispositions. Because when you say I am, you say I'm. Consciousness is the only thing that's eternal. You say, when you say I am God, what you are saying is I have the same mental disposition that God said. That's the exact same thing that Jesus said. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. That means he had the same mental disposition. That, my brothers, that, my sisters, is the seven B's. That, you boast about that. You boast about the fact that you have built something, you have bonded with something, you have brought into a belief because you believed in the belief, and now this belief benefiting you, and you have branded that belief, so now you can boast about it. My boasting is not in myself. My boasting is in Christ. That is the messianic office. I'm standing in the right place. That forgives the person in that office. I'm standing in the right place with the power to fulfill that office. I'm standing in the right place. So when the demon, when the devil, or anybody else comes up and tell me, yo, dog, you standing in the wrong place, homie. I don't think so, boo-boo. Because it took me 50 years. I got 50 years worth of proof that I am a nation that has identified where I should stand. So every cell in my body, every blood cell, and according to science, there is a plethora of cells that are, or the E-cell is the individual nation in itself. This level of overstanding will mess up your theology. It will destroy your psychology. It will remove your sociology. And it will definitely solidify your theology. That's what the seven B's of business will do. The seven B's of business is way more than business. Business is not something that you do part-time. I know people that they got to, you know, they get off. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that. Another study for another time. Like, I don't get off. I don't take off. I don't want to take off. It's like taking me off. Jesus said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. When you see me, you see my business. Because I'm about the business of my Father. I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. And when I've identified that will, so what else am I going to do? So I do this 24/7, 365. And I'm not tired. I'm not stressed. I don't need no vacation. Why? God doesn't get tired. Because God is an unlimited source of energy. He's always benevolent. He's always giving. He's always giving. And when you get to this level of overstanding, you become like your Father. You're not a taker anymore. You're just a giver. You are always giving love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control in the form of a product, service, or information that is endued with enthusiasm that benefits other people more than it benefits you. When you got that, my brother, when you got that, my sister, you got a business. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. It's not about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
With the pain.
Yeah.
Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug.
Yeah. Yeah.
So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
Now it's
time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show.
I'm back up on my gritty. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.